Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Despite a softening agricultural economy, Farm Credit Mid-America has reported gains in its first quarter. While net income was down about 7% from 2014, total portfolio assets grew by 5%, and total loans were up 6.5% from last year. Farm Credit CEO Bill Johnson on the cyclical nature of the ag economy.
And I think as we look at commodity prices decreasing, there'll be some new challenges for farmers as we go forward coming out of some very, very positive years. And I think as we look at those changes, it's really how farmers are reacting to those will really drive the industry over the next few years.
Johnson further commented on the transition out of the boom cycle into a more modest ag economy.
One of the things that we saw coming out of 2014, even though we had lower commodity prices on the grain side, we had some very good yields in many parts of the state. And because of that, our farmers were still, in many cases, making money last year. That reflected in them continuing to reinvest, to purchase land, to make investments in their operation. So as they continued to grow in their operation, so did Farm Credit. And so we were very pleased with that. But again, we're in changing times in agriculture, and that's requiring all of us to really focus in on the basics of business.
Farm Credit Mid-America territory covers Indiana, Ohio, Kentucky, and Tennessee. We'll be right back.
I'm Ellie Wagoner. As a Kentucky dairy farmer, I care for my land, my animals, and the wholesome food I produce. Milk. Milk is packed with 9 essential nutrients, including 8 grams of protein and calcium for strong bones and teeth, all for about 25 cents per serving. It takes hard work and dedication to produce high-quality milk. We're passionate about our cows, and we make sure they receive top-notch care. Get your 3 servings of dairy today and learn more at southeastdairy.org.
We're back with Bill Johnson, President and CEO of Farm Credit Mid-America, dealing with the cyclical nature of the ag economy and farm prices and how those fluctuations tend to impact them.
Over the past few years, really our biggest competition for new loans was cash. Many farmers had built up reserves with good prices both on the grain side and then recently in animal agriculture. So as we look at that, balance sheets have come into this cycle a little bit stronger than we've really ever seen before. But we do see farmers really focusing in on rebalancing their finances, using operating credit this year, holding some cash in reserve for any unforeseen issues. And I think this is allowing us to continue to grow and hopefully work with them as they look at tighter margins this year.
Bill Johnson with Farm Credit Mid-America. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldman on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.